We have a full show for you guys today. Live performances, new events, and new music videos. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Hey guys, welcome back to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janney here in studio. Unfortunately, my queen-to-be is not here, but that's okay because we got a full packed house. First of all, you already know we got Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know, though. How I do?
Boom. Now let's go around the room because, I mean, like I said, the studio is packed with talent and inspiration. But we got Miss Brooklyn in the house.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, Track Martians in the building.
Yeah, Track Martians.
Hey. She got a dope video and she's going to talk about it. So you have a performance coming up next week, right?
I do have a performance coming up on Friday, the 24th.
Boom. All right, so we're going to hear more about that. All right, next we got Justin Michael Williams.
What's up?
In the building.
Happy to be here.
Very excited to hear about your story because I read a little bit about it. Thanks, and man. Very inspiring.
Yeah, we'll talk.
And you're going to be performing at what we just saw as the Soul Spot, created by Jeremy Irwin here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming back. Now, it's been a minute.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah.
We took a break off to find the right venue that kind of matched the caliber of the show, and hopefully this will be the one.
Boom.
This is the one.
Speak it.
And the show's actually tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at the at Project Club LA on Hollywood Boulevard.
Boom. And we're going to get more into that in just a little bit. I'm super excited, yo, because she's got, like, I heard her before. She did this little sound, you know, check before we did the show. And I was like, dang, girl. Alicia Cherie, thank you for coming in studio.
Thank you for having me.
Yo. Your video came across my screen, and your name just came up. I'm not going to lie. I judged. I was like, oh, what's she going to sing? She looked like she got a pretty voice. Child. I felt like it was like, what was that commercial where they put the speaker on, they get like, I'm like, dang, girl.
I'm full of surprises.
Hey, and your video's dope, too.
Well, thank you.
And then we got the homie Southwest Dust in the building, straight from Houston.
What's happening with you?
You finally made it through the L.A. traffic.
Yeah, man. It's real traffic, but, man, for real.
Just pull your microphone up just so we can...
All right.
There we go.
Good.
Just like Britney Spears.
Britney.
Hey, all right, so let's talk about it. So there's been a lot going on in music this week, but we're not going to talk about any of the beef or the drama. We're going to keep it straight positivity here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's talk about the Soul Spot.
Yeah.
So it's been gone. You had to find a new venue.
Right.
So what has that kind of been like? Because I know out here in L.A., there's like, it can kind of get a little territorial. It's like, or a lot of people use the same venue for everything, and it's like...
It kind of takes away from the specialness of your specific show. And it's been difficult more so for me to find something that, like I said, kind of gives you the caliber of the show that we're trying to produce with the actual lights and sound, the whole production. There are a lot of intimate, you know, venues, but the show that we're trying to produce is not necessarily an intimate venue. It's a full production venue. So it's kind of hard to find that with the right money things, you know, and the right connection with the venue owners. And some people don't really... give you what you need in the time frame that you need, and some people expect something a little different. So luckily we found a place that I think everybody's really going to like, and I hope that this is a new home for Soul Spot for a long time. And if you come in great number, we can prove that is a good thing to have us at the venue. So hopefully it all works out.
And now, who do we have performing? Because you always have, like, first of all, we just got, because the last time you were here, it was with the homie Kawan
DeBose.
Who, if you've been watching,
is
the
now.
Oh,
he be killing, though. Wow.
Yeah. And shout out to Felicia Temple, too, because both of y'all just amazing.
Yes, and make sure to vote for him when they go live.
Hey,
This show, we have Justin Michael Williams, as you already announced, and we also have a few people from the Gaga for Rent viral magazine. mashup that just went viral in February. We have Jennifer Chris, Eric Lynn will be helping us on background. We have Cameron Wright, which will be doing a feature. One of the biggest features that I'm really excited about, other than Justin's single, is Berkeley the Artist and the Madonnas. It is a, you do not want to miss this. It's extremely energetic, eclectic, but it's something that you wouldn't expect at the Soul Spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Now,
that's just a few.
I also saw that we're going to have some new events coming.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't talk about that?
Just leave it at that.
Any other projects?
No, we are trying to take Soul Spot to TV. So right now we are putting together like a sizzle reel and everything for production companies that are interested. So obviously I don't want to go too much into the idea of what it is, but we are trying to go to TV and expand from there, because we have some, as you know, amazing artists who need to be seen not just in Hollywood and not just, you know, amongst our friends and our peers, but they need to be seen on TV, you know. Amen. Like a Kawanda Bowes, who is on The Voice right now. But I don't want it to be a competition-based show. And I'll just leave it there, because it'll... okay. But so, we're trying to do Soul Spot on TV. That's the next project.
Just build it up.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so now we're going to get into our first music video. So what we do here is we basically just, people send us their videos, we play unsigned artists, and we talk about it. So this first one is Georgia Smith. I found this girl on, I mean, I've been listening to her on Apple Music, and just the voice alone is ridiculous, and her visuals are just delicious. Take a look.
Beautiful little fools, that's what us girls are destined for. Beautiful little fools, born to be thought. Where is the feminine race? Where are these so-called independent women who pick up their flaws and let the world in? Where are these girls? Beautiful something that is not their reflection, becoming a beautiful little Hollywood perception. Beautiful little fools, that's what us girls are destined for.
Georgia Smith, beautiful little fools. Alicia, what are we thinking about that?
I mean, she's dope, yo. Her voice is just... sick,
like,
yo.
She just made me want to smoke a cigar, and I don't even smoke
cigars.
Right,
okay, safe.
Come on in, Justin, what are you thinking?
Gosh, her voice is amazing. In the video, I don't want you guys to turn it off yet. I love a good video that has a storyline to it, you know, like a little bit of a narrative, and I can tell she's trying to tell us something. Mm-hmm. So I'll be watching the whole thing as soon as I get off my phone.
Boom. And that's what you guys need to do. Make sure you guys check out her Vevo page. All right, Justin, let's talk about you, though. So we played one of your videos a few months back, and this is so crazy and cool.
That's crazy.
Now you have this new one called Broken Mirrors.
Yeah.
So let's just play the video first, because I think the message in this is freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's take a look.
Check it out.
Justin Michael Williams, Broken Mirrors.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, I can see myself more. Can you feel to retouch me? I don't want to see the flaws. I wanted you to be the one to rescue me from me, the slave, the master. Mirror, mirror about to fall, no one's playing fair at all. The mirrors are broken, broken inside. The mirrors are broken, the truth is a lie. The mirrors are broken, broken inside. The mirrors are broken, and I can hide. Mirror, mirror, won't you see digital perfection? body is a prisoner, murder in the third degree. It's a crime to be the saint, the sinner in me. I see a war with no winner. Mirror, mirror, about to fall, I'ma take you off the wall. The mirrors are broken.
Justin Michael Williams, Broken Mirrors. Yeah.
Hey.
Brooklyn, what you thinking?
That was, I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
I'm, like, really impressed, not only by your voice, but the video. I, like, wasn't expecting, that. I mean, looking at you, I would expect greatness, but that was just, you know, kind of, out there. I wouldn't think of that.
Self, what would you think? Because I seen you, you was out there bobbing your head.
Yeah, no, I definitely like the concept. I like the way, you know what I'm saying, like, how you can, that mirror portray you to be, you know, hey, that social media.
Exactly.
Because behind that, behind that camera, you find out the truth when you pull up on people.
Yo, so, I mean, Justin, we were talking about this before. You said that you had taken a break from social media for a minute. And was this something that came out of that?
You know, no, so I took the break. I do little breaks here and there, but, I mean, for me, social media is amazing. I love social media. I love how it keeps us connected. But I think sometimes we see ourselves comparing ourselves. Like, I watch my little sister, right, who's, like, my younger sister, and she's looking at, I'm not going to say any names, you know, but, like, people on Instagram who have all these followers and, like, this person's body and, oh, this waist and this, and I'm like, it's not even real. Like, it's not even real, and we're holding ourselves to these standards that even the people in the pictures can't keep. Do you know what I mean? Unless they're paying thousands and thousands of dollars, and even then they can't keep
them. Then they still gotta wear the booty pants.
You know?
And you'd be like, dang, and
it's not just even about, I think, the look, but I think for me, like, for me, it's always been, after I moved to L.A., I, like, actually, guys don't talk about this a lot, but I got this crazy eating disorder when I first moved to L.A. when I was 18.
Wow.
You know, I went from being, like, anorexic to bulimic to then, like, overworking out, you know, and, like, eating, like, just to try and fit this L.A. Hollywood
mold. Where are you originally from?
From the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah, from a little town called Pittsburgh outside of Oakland.
Hey.
Wow.
But, you know, it's just, I think, for me, it's, you end up in this prison where you look in the mirror, and sometimes you can't even see who you really are, you know, or see how powerful you really are. And so that's kind of, you know, I wrote this song just kind of to let go of all those demons that some of us have.
And the visual is just so, like, just the morphing of the bodies, the filters coming
up.
It's capturing.
Like,
yes.
Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate
love
it.
Thank
you.
Now, one of your inspirations was your grandmother passing with cancer. And this is really cool because, I don't want to say the story. So it's a good story.
Tell me. No, I mean, so I wasn't even doing music like a few years ago. I've always wanted to do music ever since I was a little kid. But I grew up like really poor, you know, like in the hood and, you know, with a lot of addiction and lots of different things going on in my family. And I ended up getting a full ride scholarship to go to UCLA, which is what brought me to LA. And my family was like, you are not going to do music. Like, you need to come out of here and make some money, you know, and get out of this situation. And so I did, you know, I did marketing and, you know, had this amazing job. I was making like six figures by the time I was 22. It was pretty dope. But a few years ago, my grandmother, who was like my second mom, anybody who's close to their grandma knows, you know, she all of a sudden, she was 67, got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. The doctors told her she had 2 months. And I flew home to be with her. And before I could even like get a word out of my mouth, she kicked everyone out of the house. It was like, sit with me. And she just said, if you were in my shoes and you knew you were going to die in a couple of months, what would you do? And right away, I just was like, I'd stop all this and I would record an album. Because I've always wanted to do it since I was a little kid.
Wait, but okay, you have this talent. Like, I mean, what? How did it take
you know,
this long?
Because that's not
like just someone like, hey, I want to be an artist. Let me throw something together.
Right.
This is like,
hey, that was DNA.
Jeremy knows. I've been
that's
working
DNA.
My. I mean, jeez. I have been working my ASS. Mm. I don't know if I can say that on here.
Ass shit, bitch.
No, really. Like, I hadn't really done anything until a few years ago, and I she made me look her in the eyes and promise that I would do it.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, I don't know how. I don't even know how to play an instrument.
But had you not followed their guidance in going and making getting a job to make you a lot of money, you may not have been able to do it the way you just done. So it probably wouldn't even be where it is. So everything happened for
me. It all happened for a reason. I used to have a ton of resentment, thinking like, man, if I could do this now with only doing this for a few years, what would I be like if I started when I was 12, you know? But now I'm like, hold on. I know how to market myself. Mm-hmm. I know how to brand myself. I know how to make my own website. Mm-hmm. I know how to, you know what I mean? Like, so it all happened in the right way, and I don't have that resentment anymore. And I just feel so blessed and so grateful to be, you know, be able to use my voice in this way and be really, I mean, I'm pretty close to transitioning to doing music full time now.
And I mean,
so
your
really
album's
amazing.
Called Metamorphosis, mm-hmm. which it debuted at number 18.
Number 18 on iTunes,
yeah. Like pop chart, like hi. Never done anything before,
dude. I couldn't believe it. You should have seen. I woke up like my goal was to get in the top 100. Just that was like my mental goal, and I woke up. And I looked at my phone, and I was like, I must still be dreaming. It was Meghan Trainor, me, and then Britney Spears.
Wow.
Like, wow. Yeah, like, what the fuck?
That's
what's
huge,
going on?
It was so crazy. Wow.
Only do it.
I just, you know, I'm so grateful for all the support I've had from so many people for all these years and opportunities like this to be with other artists, and it's amazing.
Hey. Now, how do you take that kind of visual and apply it to, like, a live performance?
Ooh, that's a good question. As an artist, I think for me what I've realized is I'm definitely a singer, but I'm more of a conceptual artist. Like, all of my videos and all of my shows have a narrative or a story or something, you know, that we're going through. And for Broken Mirrors, for example, gosh, I wish I could explain. That's a
the
pretty cool
version.
One. Yeah, like, the live one I have, I talk to people about, we look in the mirror and we don't see the dreams and possibilities that we think are not possible for us, or we don't see how powerful we are. And I have this sign that I hold up. That's like a light up sign that says all the things that a lot of us think. Like mine says, you're too black, you're too gay, you didn't start early enough, you're not good enough, and like all these things. And on the flip side of it, there's this huge mirror, mm-hmm. you know, so the audience is seeing themselves in the lights with all the stuff. And I like to just, like Jeremy said about the soul spot, which is why I'm so excited to perform there, like I don't like to just get up and sing songs. Like, it's actually kind of boring to me. Like, I like to give
A show.
Yeah. You know, and so that's kind of how I try to translate it. You know, it's very different live.
Yeah, he's closing out our show, so if you do come, make sure you say to the very end, okay. because you don't want to miss the
production value, people.
I think it's like when you look at like Michael Jackson and Prince and Madonna and, you know, even Britney Spears, like these people, like they're giving you a spectacle. Mm-hmm. They're giving you a show. And I think, you know, Beyonce's doing that now. Mm-hmm. And Bruno Mars, thank God, is like showing up and doing that a little bit more now. Right. But I think like we've been missing that for me for a minute. Mm-hmm. And so that's the kind of shows that
it
I
is
like to
crazy
give.
Because musically, it's like you have. There was a time where it was like, oh, everyone's just a bomb ass singer. Then it's like, okay, well now no one's a bomb ass singer, and we got all these cool visuals, but ain't no one doing nothing to none of these visuals.
Right.
Then now we're starting to get the dope artists back.
With amazing singing and some of the...
It's starting to come out now because I think people are now starting to, I can use Final Cut on my own. Instead of waiting for people. And that's what I love about just... Most of the people who come in here are artists who are like, who just said, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to just fucking do it and try myself and invest in me. And so I
just
appreciate
waited,
that.
I mean,
that's
I'm still
amazing.
Waiting. If I would have waited on a record label to come and find me or waited on this moment to happen, like, I'd still be waiting, you know? So we just got to step up and use our community and support each other, you know, to really help us all rise up together. So.
Jeremy, how did you come across Justin?
We met actually supporting another great singer friend of ours, Desmond Meeks, who is like this era James Brown or something.
He's so amazing.
With Aretha Franklin. But we were supporting him at a show at Sofitel, and I met him there, and he had just moved back to start working on this album. And so I got to get a little sneak peek of the album before anybody else. I feel special about that. And then I got to hear what he was talking about. Like his whole catalog is more of a story and a visual than just a hit, you know, a little shake your ass type song, you know. And so I was like, okay, this is different for me, like than my genre, but I love it. I accept it. And so going to his shows and seeing his audience and the people that understand his music, they're all in it, and they felt something. In the first show that I went to that he had, I almost cried. And I was like, okay, all right. Okay, there is something else here that I need I need to get exposed to. So, and then, you know, I kept supporting him and supporting him on different shows. And so I was like, we need to bring that energy to the Soul Spot just to mix in, you know, all the different styles of music and the types of performers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm behind him until, well, not until, but I'm behind him until I die.
We've become good friends. It's funny, I was nervous to sing at the Soul Spot, like, up until now, but I'm ready because I don't sing like a, that's not my, like, way. I love it. I can sit and watch it. I can sit and, Kawan's amazing. I mean, I could sit and watch it all day, but, like, put me up there to try and do all that, you'll be like, get him off the stage. But, like, I can go up there and do my thing.
No, but your voice, like, just hearing all of your music, it's, I don't, like, I guess this is a weird word to use, but it's surgical. Like, it's so, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just this softness and this tone that it, like you said, it hits you someplace. And it just.
You don't, it's a story. Like, if you just really just allow yourself to sit in it, listen to the words, and more so live for me, because when you feel the energy from the band and the bass coming in and things like that, it all works together to make that moment. And it was in the song,
Here With Me.
Thank you. Here With Me. About his grandma. And then it was just like, all right, I'm not about to cry in front of these people. I'm going to go back in the back.
Show you guys, your emotions.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. So I want to get to this other artist, Marcus Allen. He sent in his video. He wants to premiere it here today. The video is called No Lie. That's Brooklyn. It's one of the ones that wasn't up in the YouTube one. You know what I'm saying? One of the ones that I had to forward in there. It ain't in the YouTube one. Love you. No, I mean, we live show, y'all. So let's take a look. Here's Marcus Allen with No Lie. See what we got. The name sounds familiar. Well, maybe you know the bank. Marcus Allen, No Lie. All right. What are we thinking?
What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I'm going to just keep it really real.
He ain't got nothing good to say.
No lie. No, I did it on purpose. I wanted y'all to, I thought we could build up something nice. I actually am not mad at the song. I think the song ain't bad. You know what I'm saying? Now, this video, sir, here's the thing. I appreciate you. I'm assuming you're doing this on your own. You know what I mean? And I appreciate you sending it in. The video, creativity-wise, like, I mean, it looked like you trying to copy something off of an early 2000 record. Mm-hmm. But I fuck with the song. It's just that when I see the visual to it, I'm like, this kind of come off a little. Yeah. Do people still wear those bracelets anymore? Like, you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
the thing is this. When you go independent, you have to think of, you know, do everything yourself. Well, a lot of things you have to do yourself. So right. he may have been his own stylist, you know. He may not have had the biggest budget for lights and sound and things like that. But so to put the project together itself is, you know, a plus.
Right. The song, shout out to the R&B sound.
That was a vibe. Yeah. The song I vibe with for it being like a Jodeci type moment, like, you know, that era. Oh, I would pair him with a different producer to make a better track to fit the tone of the song. Yeah, but the vibe, everything is there. It's just, you know, little things here and there that you may not be able to afford, you know, the best of.
So I mean, I would like to know how much this video costs, because I guarantee you with that budget, and if you have, like, friends around you who are like, nah, we can't do that, what could have came out of that? Because you don't need a lot of money to make something look dope. And we've had artists up here who shoot the shit on themselves on a video. We got B. Slade in here.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I would pair him with B. Slade to do a track to match that style of music. But look, I mean, the music video, at least this shot right here, looks like he has a light. He has some light in there and he's a good backdrop. Yeah. He got the project.
Marcus,
out.
Come shoot in L.A. We'll get Queen on your girl's hair. We'll hook you up with a stylist. Come on down to Black Hollywood Live to beat. Boom. All right, let's move on next. Brooklyn. Now, Brooklyn, she decided, you know what I mean? I'm going to take my video to the beach. Oh.
Yeah, try to keep it pretty earthy. Show the people what California is like if you're not in California. You know, we're in L.A. a lot, and I feel like it's so urban, like, as in, like, so much city, so much cement, where I was like, I really want, like, green in there. I want blue in there.
But, and the song's called Work That Body, so it's like you need to show your body.
Yeah, yeah, that was a little required. It'd be weird if I was in a scuba diving suit, you know?
Or maybe artistically green.
Real tight, the wetsuits. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. True. I can't argue with that.
All right, so let's take a look. This is Brooklyn featuring EJ, Work That Body.
I seen this video too. Boy, you got me open. I was wondering if you came along. Do you have a girlfriend? You might not be used to the defense, but I could be the best thing I miss had. So just because I'm young, don't think I'm not ready. Cause I'm a good girl, but don't mind misbehaving. So baby, come and dance with me. Come fulfill my fantasy. Cause after tonight, you gon' see that I'm all that you need.
Just work it.
Please, baby, we can work it out. No need to talk.
Just work it.
Work it.
The way you working your body like you want some. You so hot, baby, bring it down.
Hey, Brooklyn featuring EJ, Work That Body. You guys can check the rest of the video online.
Hi, yeah, I like that.
That was hot.
Thank you. Cause he was like, we need a choreography in this one.
Yeah. Basically, in my last music video, Gemini, there was kind of like a storyline behind it, and me and EJ decided that for this one, we didn't really want to put like a plot behind it. We just wanted it to be basically how I felt, which was just like, I feel like dancing. And so I'm gonna get my choreographer Chris Watson, get all my dancers, and then I'm gonna show people that, you know, I can bust a move here and there, and you know, bring two of my favorite things in there, just nature and dancing. And so why not?
Hey. Now, I mean, you were in a group prior to joining Track Martians. What has that kind of been like for you to kind of go off on your own with your own sound and...
Scary. It was really scary when we first, like, broke up.
Gifted Nations, correct?
Yeah, Gifted Nations.
But you guys can go back and see that interview. They were babies.
I was, like, 15. So, yeah, it was really scary. I didn't... before the group, I had never, like, done... I was not in the music industry at all. I sang in my church, and that was about it. And I had never sang on my own, like, performed as a solo artist. So I had always had these other two girls to kind of, like, vibe off of, and it's like everything was rehearsed and very scripted. And so I was always comfortable. I always knew what to say. When they threw me up there as a solo artist... you know, no one was telling me what to say. And it was so
awkward
for me.
Now, were you with EJ at that time when it was... Or were you doing the solo thing kind of before?
No, with EJ.
So how did that basically link up with Track Martians?
Well, I had worked with him while I was in the girl group. He was, like, co-managing us for some time. And when the girl group broke up, I reached out to several people.
And several people basically did not, like, they said, oh, yeah, like, let's meet up this day. And, like, even one person just did not show up. Oh, and
sounds like LA.
So, yeah, it was hard for me. Yeah. You know, and being, like, as young as I was, and, you know, my parents, they don't know what to do. I became a part of the group, like, purely by blessing.
Because it was Jazz's mom was kind of like all y'all's manager mom.
Yes.
Right? So then here you are out in the streets by yourself now.
Yeah, and she was a mom to one of the girls, so she was very protective of us. And I get out here and it's like people have other intentions.
Mm.
Oh yeah.
And that's scary. To me that's scary. And I hate the way that people look at females. Just recently this year I really started like I don't want to have to look sexy every time I go on camera or every time I perform.
She just can't help it.
I don't always want to have it. you know, I just want to look the way that I look when I go to school. You know, sometimes I look really bad when I go to school. Like, you know, a more presentable version of that, like the way that I feel, which is not just super sensual. I want to be, I'm kind of a tomboy at times.
Kind of like Justin was
saying. Sometimes I'm a flower child. So that's kind of what I'm doing this year is just kind of doing my own thing. I was going to wear this shirt that says be yourself, but that didn't work out.
It wasn't matching the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually wore it to my last interview, so I was like, I can't do that. I just want girls, especially just people in my age group, because I know what you're talking about in your video, Justin, when you're talking about eating disorders and how hard it is to look in the mirror and on Instagram and people just like you feel like you have to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want other people to look at me and be like, you know, sorry, I'm all emotional.
No. Thank you. We need this.
You inspired.
It's real talk, though.
We need this.
Because everyone wakes up in the morning, and the first thing most people do is go on their phone and... I really had to figure out, like, wow, why am I following some people? Like, we don't talk. You're not my friend. Like, we don't actually, like, have any interaction. And some of the stuff that you be posting ain't really that positive for me to be looking at. And I watched this other thing. It was on Facebook, and it was Queen. It's like the world star hip-hop on Facebook.
Man, if I ever tagging us in some shit.
But she posted this thing about how our body's made up of mostly water.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed water molecules under a microscope, one before a Buddhist prayer and one after, and how water reacts to sounds and peace and how it doesn't, and how that can change us, the chemicals inside our body. And so to hear that sound, and then to hear you say that, I listen to my friends, I feel like everyone's going through similar things, and nobody wants to talk about it, and so instead they put this fake situation up on Instagram or Facebook, and everyone wants to be strong. So the fact that you're even talking about it, so how are we putting that into music?
Well, actually, I just posted something yesterday, like, I was at the beach, and then I was, like, basically in the same place that I was in the music video, that, like, foresty-looking place, and I posted a picture on Instagram just saying, like, that I feel inspired, and I want this to reflect my next song. So then me and my producer, we started writing something yesterday, and I'm just trying to basically do... I want content, like, in my music. I don't, I'm very happy to have, like, a song that I can dance to, you know? But to have a good show, I don't want all my songs to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my next song is going to basically reflect what I'm talking about right now. Just something that people can really listen to the lyrics to, not just the melody, and really feel something. So... yeah, you'll definitely hear that within my next couple of songs.
All right. I'm excited to see that video, girl.
So great.
Boop. All right, let's move on. So,
Yes, sir.
Hey, you joining us? Welcome.
I'm trying to make sure I got all my people to tune in.
Feel it, appreciate it.
All this good music.
No, I'm listening, I swear.
No, I'm just fucking with you. I wish Queen was here, because she'd be fucking with you even more. All right, so let's talk about it, though. You got this video called Applying Pressure.
Yeah.
Now, you recently just dropped, like, 3 videos.
Yeah, I just get with it. Like,
I'm excited. Just got to throw it.
So, like, man, that's not even, Applying Pressure, not even a single, but it was just how I was feeling, like, you know, at the time. I think I was out in California, actually, when I recorded the song. I was in Northern Cal, and then I was just like, man, everything happened for me so fast. Like, I only been rapping for maybe a couple months.
I mean, like, if this it doesn't inspire you at home to get up off your ass.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
the way I started, honestly, like, I was managing somebody, and they ended up going to jail. Mm-hmm. So, like, I invested a lot of time and money and everything into them. I mean, as broke as I am.
But why did you get into the managing part?
Like, I mean, I just love music. Like, being from Houston, like, we got our own culture. We got our own lane. We, you know, we don't have to go. Like, for me growing up, I didn't have many inspirations outside of Texas, because you don't have to go outside of Texas to listen to music. I get everything that you get right here in my state, in my city, really. Mm-hmm. Like, we got, UGK, mm-hmm. Beyonce. Everybody love Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
So, you don't got to go no further.
Yeah, you know, like... So a lot of my influences is really from, like, the South. I always loved music. I always been able to kind of, you know, everybody got that one Texas friend. They be like, man, hold up. I done came down. So
yeah.
That's how it all started, you know. And then I was just like, man, he went to jail. What am I going to do with these beats? I don't think people going to take me serious, because I'm always joking. Like, if anybody that know me and my team and my circle, they know that I'm going to joke. No matter how serious the situation, how sad it is. So I didn't think people was really going to take me serious, man. And then I dropped one song, and they was like, nah, you might need to be doing this for real. So that really how it started. So now I just been applying pressure, stepping on their neck. Like, I don't let them get time to breathe.
Now, talk about a motherfucking segue right now. Yeah. We're just going to go straight into the video after that one.
I want to give them time to breathe.
New money. We're applying pressure all year with this shit. They gon' feel this. Yeah. Yeah. At they neck. Applying pressure on these niggas so they know just where I'm coming from.
I'm stepping on neck all year. And nobody.
It's like a dope when they hear me, so that's why they going dumb.
You need that fix to stop wet, man. Come on.
I ain't gon' speak it. Dropping new music, I gotta get better, I gotta get chiller. Stepping on these niggas next to they feel me. Swear to God that these niggas gon' feel me. The fan base keep on growing. The show dates keep on rolling. My mind stay open cause I'm blowing. Bitches on dick, they ain't chosen. I got a little bitch in the T-Town. Send the packs out to my house. Expand the operation at no cost. Cause if a nigga try me, can't take no loss. Applying that pressure, I gotta get better. I tell you niggas both before. All of my niggas on go. I finish your hoe at the show. And she chose. Yeah, so that let me know. Woo-hoo. Apply pressure on the hoe. Woo-hoo. You can get all the dough.
Yeah.
Apply pressure with the move.
You
young nigga don't lose
don't.
It. Southwest gonna abuse it. Listen to the new
apply
music.
Apply
pressure on these niggas so they know just
Southwest
where I'm
does
coming
applying
from.
Pressure. So where do we get the name from?
I mean, my real name is Desmond. So I just cut
just
it
from the Southwest.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from the Southwest side of Houston, Texas. I'm better known as a SWAT. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, yeah, I'm from the West. Like, not West Coast, but Southwest, ain't it? Like, we drag it. Like, it's W-E-S-S-S-S.
I seen all them S's in your name.
I had to keep adding, deleting, adding. Was it 1, 2? God damn.
It killed me because people always put Southwest space Diz. I'm like, no. No.
Okay, but I'm going to keep it so real with you. Because you have so many videos out. But do you know how hard it is to YouTube you?
Is it?
Yes. It can find you on SoundCloud, find you everywhere else, but YouTube, we got to fix that.
Yeah, man, we got to, dude. So, well, I will say this, though.
Because what Google wants to say is, hi, you must mean you're looking for Southwestern Airlines?
Right.
No, I guess some of my videos, I guess the director, he posts them from his page.
That's
maybe
what it is. We need to just get you a YouTube.
Yeah, no, I have a YouTube page. My actual single is posted from there.
We gotta collect them all.
But are your videos on your page? Though?
We got.
Yeah, nah.
You gotta put your videos on your channel.
But I mean, that's the transition from going from manager to an artist. Right. Put yourself in there.
There was a lot of things that I missed, like being a manager, but like converting over to the artist side. Like now, I mean, my team already big, so like for me, like everything be moving so fast that I be missing small things because like.
You busy filming all these fucking videos.
Hey, I'm busy filming videos, but I've already been on too many tours. I get booked for shows in and out the state, so like everything just be happening. Like now, you involved in moving fast with money, man. So now I gotta slow everything down to really kind of, make sure. Hey, YouTube and Apple Music got me a bag.
What are your music goals? Like, who are some artists that you really are trying to, like, link up with? Because, I mean, you have the sound.
Man, to be honest, man, I fuck with Thug, man. I fuck with Thug the long way. But, Pee Wee Longway, somebody probably I want to work with, man, I don't know. It all depends on what mood and who I'm listening to. I feel like, man, I get on their beat and just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like Nike. You know what I'm saying?
What project are we working on right now?
King Energy is coming soon. I've been on, like, doing this energy wave. Like, the first tape I dropped was Energy. Then 3 weeks later, I dropped Trap Energy. It was, like, just Trap Energy. But the first one was Energy. Like, that's what I'm going to bring to you. Anytime you book me for a show, you're not here to hear my music. You don't know my music. So I'm going to give you a show, and I'm finna bring you nothing but energy. So whether I'm talking about getting money in the hills or I'm talking about getting it out the slums, I'm going to bring you the same type of energy. So, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be able to vibe and mesh with what I got going.
And you said people always, don't want to take you seriously because you're always cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Your single, Don't Call My Phone.
Yeah.
The title already.
Yeah.
Because as I'm listening to him, was this just a conversation that you're like, fuck that, let's make this into a song?
All right, so my producer, Fresh J, one of my producers, we was at the studio, he plays his beat. He's like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I said, all right, cool, just send it to my email. I know what to do with it. Yeah. So my partner kept calling me though. Like it was my homeboy, he just kept calling me, bro, and like he was drunk. So I'm like, bro, stop playing, cause he childish too. And we in the setting like this. So I was like, bro, stop calling me. So I played the beat because I'm trying to work. He was like, stop calling it on my phone. Stop calling it on my phone. He kept saying this, so I was like, you know what? I got something for you. But it doesn't happen many a time, cause like the first line in the song is, you knew I wasn't shit from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. So, it's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm a young, attractive male, but I let it be known from the beginning. So, like, if you take more out of this situation than what it is, then you know what I'm saying? That's on you.
But I appreciate that honesty. Because let me tell you, there be motherfuckers out here pretending they be wearing bow ties and all.
Yeah. But then, I done seen, I ain't gonna say it was me, but I done seen some of my partners who dabble in the drug industry, and they got. You know how that go.
Well, all right. I don't need no investigation. So we're going to move on.
All right,
business.
Yeah. Ain't seen nothing, Jesus.
Okay. Alicia.
What's up?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
She over there ready. See, she's special. That's why she went last.
No, she going to perform.
She going to perform. Wait, that's right here?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, unless you want to leave the room.
Watch the tape. Watch the tape. We don't need no twist. toes to ankles.
Oh, I appreciate that. Okay.
You done came in late, so you exposing everything right now.
Oh,
exposing all the behind the scenes stuff.
Keeps it real from the beginning.
Yeah,
this fucking okay. All right, so. I'm really excited to hear about this. I mean, okay. I don't know if this is exciting to hear, but so you had some vocal trauma in 2004.
Yes.
And you took a long time away from music.
Oh my
and
God.
As of last year, decided to get back into it. So take us through that, Jenny.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Okay, so 2004, I actually got really bad food poisoning. I guess from an undercooked turkey burger.
Oh, wow.
I kind of have a weird relationship with turkey burgers now. So I got really bad food poisoning, and I spent about 8 hours straight just vomiting. Like, I couldn't hold water down, nothing. And so after that, like, ordeal, for some reason, that wiped out my entire range. And I couldn't sing. I could barely talk. Like, sometimes I'll be talking to you, and, like, my voice will just, like, cut out. It'll just be gone. Mm. And then I was getting ready to, you know, move to Southern California. I'm originally from Lompoc, California, Santa Barbara County, Central Coast. And I was getting ready to move down here to L.A. I had always had this big city dream of coming down here and just, you know, rocking every stage down here. But I had no voice. And so I came down here to go to, you know, UC Riverside, go Highlanders. and, you know, I did the whole schooling thing. I studied sociology. I studied marketing. And, you know, through all that time, though, like, I always had that desire to sing again. So I did work on my voice a little bit. I didn't take any vocal training at the time. I watched, like, a lot of YouTube when YouTube became a thing and, you know, just kind of looking at different videos and seeing how people are, you know, using their voice. Listened to a lot of different artists and, you know, just trying to find my style. And it really took me a long time to, one, rebuild my voice and then also rebuild my confidence because, you know, there were a few instances where I did hop on a stage down here when my voice wasn't necessarily fully developed again. And, you know, they weren't really good experiences. And so that was kind of, you know, confidence crushing. So I spent 12 years really, you know, in and out. Like, there are some times I just wanted to give up. Say, look, I'm over it. And, you know, my husband, who was like my boyfriend at the time, he always kept me like encouraged because he does music as well. And last year, like I said, you know, I'm finally at a point where I really, really like my voice.
Yeah.
And I'm about to rock the hell out. So I put this song Fight out to basically, you know, tell people to keep fighting for your dreams. Like, no matter what kind of obstacles you have, better fight, honey.
Yeah, you but gotta have high aspirations.
We got a theme going today.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. No, that's what I was like.
It's just a total theme. We didn't plan.
Honestly,
we didn't plan it.
And let me tell you,
yeah.
It was an overbooked day, but it was just like I started looking at the content. I was like, God did this for a reason.
Okay,
God
did. Yes.
So I'm just gonna set that up. Let's take a look at the video right here. Alicia Cherie, fight. I can't play too much of that because she's going to give us a live performance of it. But you guys can go check. The video is available on YouTube. Make sure you guys check it. Fight out with, what's her artist, Brio?
Brio, yes.
Yo, tell us a little. How did you two link up?
So we were actually a part of this thing called the Hip Hop Choir.
Oh.
It was a choir that was put together by Marcus Bellringer and Haskell Jackson. And basically, like,
we got together. There were singers, there were rappers, and we got together and we covered different songs and went out and performed them. And so I was in there, you know, doing my Lauryn Hill thing, because I love L Boogie. Yeah. And Brielle was there, and, you know, she's dope rap artist from the East Coast, from Jersey. And, you know, we just, like, really clicked in the time we were in the hip-hop choir. And then it eventually disbanded.
Up someone's cell phone near the microphone or something.
So the hip-hop choir eventually disbanded, and we stayed, you know, connected. We actually worked out of the same building as far as the studio was concerned. And so I remember one day I just posted something random on Facebook. I said I wanted to do a rock and hip-hop collaboration. So I'd seen this Imagine Dragons and Kendrick Lamar performance at, I think, the Grammys. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that was so dope. Like, that song was already my favorite, and then Kendrick was on it. I was like, yo, that takes it to another level. So I was like, I want to do something cool like that. And so she responded to that, and she was like, yo, let's do it. And I was like, all right, let's do it. So we got in the studio and started throwing some ideas around. And, you know, Fight came to be.
So now, where are you now with you? Are we working on a full project, or?
Yeah, so I'm working on an EP, actually. It'll probably be about 5 to 7 songs.
Okay.
So I'm actually, like, working on 2 songs, like, at the same time right now, trying to figure out which one I'm going to release next. I thought I knew, but I don't know exactly, because both of them are pretty awesome. So, yeah, so I'm
now, is the theme working. This, like, kind of R&B rock phoenix?
I'm glad you got that.
Because, I mean, that's just...
It's rising, okay, so honey. I'm like, I'm a super, like, Marvel nerd. I know I don't look like it, but I love...
Yeah, bitch, you walk in here. Look, you know what I mean? From the outfit, the chains.
Jeffy.
Okay, so maybe you get that. Huh? But yeah, I love X-Men, and my favorite, like, saga is the Phoenix Saga.
Nice.
So the video is very much inspired by that, and I feel like my story kind of coincides with that, because, you know, the Phoenix is rising out of the ashes, and you're being reborn. And so, you know, from that time that, you know, I had my voice and then lost it and then regained it, I kind of feel like, you know, that tells that story. So there is a theme there. It's just about being empowered, and I want to empower other people when they, you know, they hear my music.
I love it. And just to kind of piggy off what Brooklyn was talking about, for you as a woman in the industry, and especially your version, you have somebody, you have a partner in this. So what's that kind of journey been like?
You know, it's been pretty good. I haven't necessarily run into too many complications, because he kind of is there. He's kind of like my little bodyguard. you know, most of the people that I've come across who are in this industry, I mean, you know, we're in Hollywood, and people like to BS a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I can help you get here and help you get there, and you never hear from them again. They never even call you or whatever. But it's been great to have him, because he actually, he's producing my project.
Oh, wow.
And he produced that song.
Nice.
Teamwork
make the dream work.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get Alicia set up for a performance. Mm-hmm. But while we do, we're going to play our last video by the group They. I'm obsessed with these guys, and they keep putting out dope videos. The entire album's everything. The song's called What You Want. Take a look.
From the north side, went to Georgetown. Good jeans got you dig on like both sides. Had real niggas stuck like Omar. Ever since you moved to California, you ain't been the same. You ain't been the same. So you think you're scared, but I know the way. One nigga is, you know how to take. You know how to give. What you want from me? You
ass and titties, they gon' get you very far. Knock them out the park, you got the juice like Barry Bonds. Lord, you got them blessings, girl, you know just who you are. You could get it better, better, back, I swear to God. We can make a movie, girl, and you could be the star. Fly you out the country just to hit that ass a bar. What you want from me? You know who I am. I'll take what I get. That's just how it is. Give it up to me. I know what you did. Don't care what you say. I know where you've been. But that's okay. That's alright.
Alright, that's They, What You Want. What do we think about that video? Brooklyn, what you thinking? You like that?
I really like that.
It's a turned up joint.
Yeah. First time hearing of them, but
honestly,
I'm definitely gonna go check them out after this.
What are you guys thinking of the video?
I don't know what he was talking about. So because I was just taken by these visuals.
Yeah.
I love a good visual. You've seen with some of my stuff. So this visual was pretty trippy and dope. So I appreciated that.
And it was looked like it could have been done kind of simply.
Yeah.
It was more about the editing.
It was the editing. Yeah.
I'm here for it.
It was like one hallway.
Very creative. Right. I'm wondering if these guys shot all these videos at the same time because
they're all just been coming out.
Yeah. I'm with it. All right, y'all. So we promised you a live performance. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Cherie performing Fight.
I got a hand that I like, I was handed.
it. I like at the end of the tunnel, used to cry me a river now. I see it from the rock and roll no more, singing the blues. Turned up the claps and drowned out the booze. As long as I'm still paid to lose, haven't paid off my debt, but I paid
off my dues. You gotta fight for your life, because you're someone else's life. You gotta fight for your life, because you're someone else's life. You gotta
made me want to get in a Superman outfit and run around North Harlem again. Take that microphone out of there and bring that around here and come with me.
Okay.
Come over here. I don't know. Hopefully we're going to be Steve's in there. They're like, what is he doing?
Okay.
Just leave it there. Leave it down there and just come over here. That's fine. You're going.
You gotta take your headphones.
Take them headphones off, girl. Come over here, in between me and Brooklyn, girl. First of all, shout out to you. That was freaking amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. I just want to thank everybody for coming onto the show today, because this was genuinely, like, every week it's inspiring, but like everybody here today, you guys took a break. You guys took time because you needed to work on yourselves, and I just appreciate that you kept it for yourself to come back. And to actually release this talent and to share it with the world and to use it for something better. And so I just appreciate everybody in here for showcasing that today. Jeremy, where can everyone follow you and when can we check out the Soul Spot?
You can follow me personally at jirwin1 on Instagram or Jeremy Irwin on Facebook and at Soul Spot LA on all social media and soulspotla.com. If you would like to be a performer on Soul Spot, you can email soulspotla@gmail.com.
Boom.
Tomorrow night, Thursday night, Project Club LA, Hollywood, and Cosmo, 9 p.m.
Justin?
Yeah, so you can find me online everywhere at We Just Will, and it's just really because my whole project is about all of us stepping into our greatness and doing what we were put up on this earth to do. So We Just Will on all social networks, and Justin Michael Williams on all the, you know, music sites and Spotify and stuff like that.
Brooklyn?
You can find me on all social media at Yo Brooklyn. That's YOBROOKELYN.
And you're performing next week?
I am. I'm going to be performing...
On the 24th.
On the 24th.
Track Martians, NoHo Loft.
Hey. I was trying to think of the name of the
for
venue.
For EJ's new video, White Girls
me,
Got Booty, right?
Yes. If you go follow me on Instagram, you know, check that out. Also, Track Martians. It's going to be all over our pages, so it's very easy to find. All ages, so definitely come out.
It's going
to
be popping. Alicia.
I mean, you can find me anywhere on the internet by my name, Alicia Cherie. That's ELISHIA.
Because autocorrect will
okay, get it right.
They have me looking like Alicia, and I'm Alicia. Okay. So ELISHIASHARIE. I'm everywhere, YouTube, iTunes. I'm everywhere, dude. You can find my music, you can find my videos, you can find me on social media. Follow me, I'll talk back.
Des.
Hey man, you can follow me on all social medias, all paid auxiliaries where you can get the music at Southwest Des, SOUFWESSDES. Man, big shout out to my team, KLS in this thing. Y'all know what it is, man. We bring on the gold.
Hey, Mr. Carter.
You already know though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Oh, boom, make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online and BHL The Beat. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And if you guys want your video on the show or you want to come on the show, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Till next week.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live. the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.